So the sharks that are on this report, which is published by the World Conservation Union, include things like the scalloped hammerhead, the great hammerhead, and also something called the giant devil ray. These three species in particular are what's called endangered globally. So they're virtually wiped out and are nearing extinction. This report by the World Conservation Union is the first ever on what they're called pelagic sharks. These are sharks and rays that live in the open sea, open oceans, basically. So they're essentially global.
Why are these particular creatures at risk from overfishing?
A couple of reasons, really. Well, at first, a long time ago, they were caught in tuna fisheries and swordfish fisheries, and just they were bycatch. They were thrown back into the sea and not really cared about. But then, actually, there's been a huge growing market for their fins, because in Asia, shark fin soup is a bit of a delicacy. And, you know, until maybe 10 years ago, maybe a bit more, the shark fin soup was a delicacy, and only the richest people in China could afford it. But we all know the miracle that is China. The number of middle-class people are increasing. There's a real drive for this stuff now, and more sharks are being caught specifically for their fins. Their fins are chopped off, and their bodies are thrown back into the water. The problem is that sharks sometimes take decades to mature, and they won't have children. They won't have babies until they're 20, maybe. And then when they do have a baby, you know, they'll have one at once. And so the populations will take centuries in some cases to get back to normal.
And the open seas, the open oceans, very difficult to police, of course. But what measures could be taken to protect these creatures?
That's exactly right. They are virtually impossible to police. So shark finning is banned in some countries. So the EU has a ban on it. Japan sort of has a ban on it. But, you know, if you're in the middle of an ocean, who's going to check that? And a lot of thousands and thousands and millions of tons of fins end up in the Hong Kong fin markets every year. So clearly things are slipping through the cracks. And simply no one really bothers policing very much. So what can you do? You could probably have a much stricter policing for a start. You could have much stricter bans where you can actually not even catch a shark, never mind fin it. And the scientists in question are saying actually what you need is more people monitoring these sharks all around policed areas and making sure that the markets themselves are regulated.